Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Yesterday, we talked about reading rent rolls like a pro. We covered how to analyze tenant information, identify red flags, and verify income. Today, we're moving to the expense side of the equation. We're talking about operating statements and T-12s. If the rent roll tells you about income, the operating statement tells you about expenses. And expenses are just as important as income. Because here's the truth. A property can have great income, but if the expenses are out of control, the deal doesn't work. So today, I'm going to teach you how to read operating statements and T-12s. We'll talk about what expenses to expect, how to identify red flags, and how to verify that the numbers are accurate. Let's dive in. What is an operating statement? An operating statement, also called a profit and loss statement or P&L, shows the income and expenses for a property over a specific period. It's typically provided by the seller or property manager during due diligence. Here's what an operating statement includes. Income section. Rental income, often referred to as gross potential income if fully occupied. Other income like parking, laundry, pet fees. Gross income. Vacancy and credit loss, often combined into an economic vacancy figure in underwriting. Effective gross income. Expense section. Property taxes, insurance, utilities, repairs and maintenance, property management fees, payroll if applicable, marketing and advertising, legal and professional fees, administrative expenses. Net operating income, or NOI. This is your effective gross income minus operating expenses. NOI represents the property's income before debt service and capital expenditures. NOI is one of the most important numbers in commercial real estate. It tells you how much cash the property generates from operations. What is a T-12? A T-12 is a trailing 12-month operating statement. It shows the income and expenses for the most recent 12 months. The T-12 is important because it gives you the most current picture of the property's performance. For example, if you're buying a property in April 2026, you want to see the T-12 from May 2025 through April 2026. You don't want to see the operating statement from 2024. That's old data. The property's performance might have changed. Always ask for the T-12. It's the most relevant financial document. Here's a key distinction. The T-12 shows actual historical performance, while the pro forma shows projected future performance. Always compare the two. How to read an operating statement. Let's walk through how to read an operating statement step by step. Step 1. Start with gross income. This is the total income before any deductions. It includes rental income and other income like parking fees, laundry income, pet fees, and utility reimbursements. For example, if your rental income is $360,000 per year and your other income is $12,000 per year, your gross income is $372,000. Step 2. Subtract vacancy and credit loss. Vacancy is the income you lose from vacant units. Credit loss is the income you lose from tenants who don't pay. For example, if you have 5% vacancy and 2% credit loss, that's 7% total loss. On $372,000 gross income, that's $26,040 in lost income. your effective gross income is $345,960. Step 3. Review operating expenses. Operating expenses are the costs of running the property. Here are the typical expense categories. Property taxes, what you pay to the local government. This is typically one of your largest expenses. In some states like Texas, property taxes can reset significantly after a sale, which can materially impact underwriting. Insurance, property insurance, liability insurance, and sometimes flood insurance. Utilities, water, sewer, trash, electricity, gas. In some properties, tenants pay their own utilities. In others, the owner pays. Repairs and maintenance, day-to-day repairs. Things like fixing leaks, painting, replacing light bulbs. Property management. If you hire a property manager, they typically charge 4% to 10% of gross income. Payroll. If you have on-site staff like a maintenance person or leasing agent. Marketing and advertising. Cost to attract new tenants. Legal and professional fees. Attorney fees, accounting fees, consulting fees. Administrative expenses. Office supplies, software, bank fees. Add up all these expenses. This is your total operating expenses. Step 4. Calculate net operating income, or NOI. NOI is your effective gross income minus operating expenses. For example, effective gross income, $345,960. Operating expenses, $150,000. NOI, $195,960. Capital expenditures are not included in NOI, but they should be accounted for separately when evaluating true cash flow. Step 5. Calculate operating expense ratio. The operating expense ratio tells you what percentage of your income goes to expenses. Here's the formula. Operating expense ratio equals operating expenses divided by effective gross income. For example, $150,000 divided by $345,960 equals 43.4%. This means 43.4% of your income goes to operating expenses. For multifamily properties, operating expense ratios often fall in the 35% to 55% range, depending on the asset and market. If your ratio is significantly above this range, that's a red flag. Your expenses may be too high. If your ratio is significantly below this range, that might be a red flag too. The seller might be underreporting expenses. Common operating expenses explained. Let's break down the major expense categories in more detail. Property taxes. Property taxes are typically your largest expense. They're based on the assessed value of the property and the local tax rate. Here's the key. Property taxes can change after you buy the property. If you buy a property for $5 million and the previous owner paid $3 million, the assessed value will likely increase, and your property taxes will go up. So don't just look at what the seller is paying. Estimate what you'll pay based on your purchase price. Call the county assessor's office. Ask them what the property taxes will be based on your purchase price. Insurance. Insurance costs vary based on the property type, location, age, and condition. Older properties cost more to insure. Properties in flood zones or hurricane zones cost more to insure. Don't just trust the seller's insurance cost. Get your own quote. Call an insurance agent. Give them the property details. Get a quote for property insurance and liability insurance. If the property is in a flood zone, you'll also need flood insurance. That can be expensive. Utilities. Utility costs depend on who pays for them. In some properties, tenants pay their own utilities. In others, the owner pays. If the owner pays, utilities can be a significant expense. For example, in a 20-unit apartment building, you might pay $500 to $1,000 per month for water, sewer, and trash. If tenants pay their own electricity and gas, that's not your expense. But if you pay for common area electricity, that is your expense. Review the utility bills. Understand what you're responsible for. Repairs and maintenance. Repairs and maintenance are ongoing costs. Things like fixing leaks, replacing broken appliances, painting, landscaping, snow removal, pest control. A common rule of thumb is $500 to $1,000 per unit annually for stabilized assets, though older properties may require more. If the seller is reporting less than that, they might be deferring maintenance. That's a red flag. Property management. If you hire a property manager, they typically charge 4 to 10% of gross income. For a property with $360,000 in gross income, that's $14,400 to $36,000 per year. Even if you plan to self-manage, you should include a property management expense in your analysis. Why? Because your time has value. And if you ever want to sell the property, buyers will underwrite a property management expense. Capital expenditures. Capital expenditures, or CapEx, are big-ticket items that need to be replaced over time. Things like roof replacement, HVAC replacement, parking lot resurfacing, siding or exterior painting, appliance replacement. These items don't happen every year, but when they do, they're expensive. So you need to set aside money each year for CapEx. A good rule of thumb is $250 to $500 per unit per year. This varies based on asset age and condition. Newer properties may be lower, older properties significantly higher. For a 20-unit property, that's $5,000 to $10,000 per year. Remember, capital expenditures are not included in NOI, but you should account for them separately when evaluating the property's true cash flow. Red flags to watch for. Now let's talk about red flags in operating statements. Red flag 1. Expenses are significantly below market. If the seller's expenses are 20% to 30% below what you'd expect, that's a red flag. It might mean the seller is deferring maintenance. The seller is underreporting expenses. The seller is doing the work themselves and not accounting for their time. Either way, you need to dig deeper. Compare the seller's expenses to industry benchmarks. If they're way below average, adjust your analysis. Red flag 2, missing expense categories. If the operating statement doesn't include property management or other typical expenses, that's a red flag. The seller might be presenting the property in the best possible light, but those expenses are real. You'll have to pay them. Add them to your analysis. Red flag 3. Property taxes are based on the old assessed value. If the seller paid $3 million for the property and you're paying $5 million, your property taxes will be higher. Don't use the seller's property tax amount. Estimate your own based on your purchase price. Red flag 4. One-time expenses are included. Sometimes sellers include one-time expenses in the operating statement. For example, they might have paid $20,000 for a major repair that won't happen again. If you see a large, unusual expense, ask the seller about it. If it's one time, exclude it from your analysis. Red flag 5. Income and expenses don't match the tax return. This is a big one. If the operating statement shows $360,000 in income, but the tax return shows $300,000, that's a $60,000 discrepancy. Use tax returns, bank statements, and supporting documents together to validate income and expenses. How to verify the operating statement? Here's how to verify that the operating statement is accurate. Step 1. Request 3 years of operating statements. Don't just look at 1 year, look at 3 years. This shows you trends. Is income increasing or decreasing? Are expenses increasing or decreasing? Step 2. Request 3 years of tax returns. Compare the operating statements to the tax returns. The numbers should match. If they don't, ask why. Step 3. Request copies of bills and invoices. Ask for copies of property tax bills, insurance bills, utility bills, repair invoices, property management statements. This lets you verify that the expenses are real and accurate. Step 4. Request bank statements. Bank statements help validate cash flow, but you should isolate rental income from other deposits. Add up the rental deposits. That's your real rental income. Add up the operating expenses. That's your real expenses. Compare the bank statements to the operating statement. They should match. Step 5. Get your own quotes. Don't trust the seller's numbers for property taxes, insurance, and property management. Get your own quotes. Call the county assessor. Call insurance agents. Call property managers. This gives you accurate numbers for your analysis. Calculating net operating income. Let's walk through a full example of calculating NOI. Example property, 20-unit apartment building. Average rent, $1,500 per month. Other income, $500 per month from parking and laundry. Income. Gross rental income, 20 units times $1,500 times 12 months equals $360,000. Other income, $500 times 12 months equals $6,000. Gross income, $366,000. Vacancy and credit loss. Assume 5% vacancy and 2% credit loss equals 7% total. Loss, $366,000 times 7% equals $25,620. Effective gross income, $366,000 minus $25,620 equals $340,380. Operating expenses, property taxes, $40,000. Insurance, $12,000. Utilities, $8,000. Repairs and maintenance, $15,000. That's $750 per unit. Property management, $18,000. That's 5% of gross income. Marketing, $2,000. Legal and professional, $3,000. Administrative, $2,000. Total operating expenses, $110,000. Net operating income, NOI, equals effective gross income minus operating expenses. NOI equals $340,380 minus $110,000 equals $230,380. Operating expense ratio, $110,000 divided by $340,380 equals 32.3%. This is a healthy operating expense ratio for a multifamily property. Capital expenditures, separate from NOI. CapEx reserves, $10,000. That's $500 per unit. This should be accounted for separately when evaluating cash flow after NOI. Final thoughts. Operating statements and T12s tell you how much money the property makes and how much it costs to run. But you can't just trust the numbers. You need to verify them. Compare the operating statement to the tax returns. Compare it to the bank statements. Get your own quotes for property taxes, insurance, and property management. Look for red flags, expenses that are too low, missing expense categories, discrepancies between the operating statement and tax return, and always calculate the operating expense ratio. It should typically fall in the 35% to 55% range for multifamily properties, depending on the asset and market. Great investors don't just look at NOI. They understand what it costs to maintain and operate the property over time. If you understand operating statements and T12s, you'll make better investment decisions. You'll avoid properties with hidden expenses, and you'll accurately project your cash flow. Tomorrow, we're talking about analyzing historical performance and trends. We'll look at how to evaluate a property's performance over time and identify patterns. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.